For the first time since the Civil War, Democrats won control of Delaware County Council in 2019. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports the GOP is now looking to reclaim those seats.
The three Democratic women who handed the party control of council are running again. Incumbent Democratic Council Chair Dr. Monica Taylor says if reelected, she wants to tackle housing insecurity.
So there's just so much opportunity out there and so many avenues that we can improve upon as a county government and areas that we can continue to move our county forward so that we can better serve our residents.
Taylor's colleague and incumbent Democratic Council Vice Chair Elaine Paul Schaefer says she wants to build on the promises that she and her teammates already delivered.
Our health department is, we started it, it's not perfected. Our prison is on the right track, but there's so much investment that needs to be done there to make it the what we want it to be. Our open space program, it's on the right track. We've started it. I want to see it through.
Incumbent Democratic Council member Christine Ruther says she is proud of the council's work on maintaining election integrity. She foresees additional obstacles facing the county that she is prepared to handle.
I think our biggest challenges are the challenges that everyone is facing, which is, you know, fiscal constraints. We have a system of local government funding in the state of Pennsylvania that relies almost exclusively on the property tax.
Meanwhile, the Delco GOP have rallied together a ticket of Republican challengers, Bill Denon, Jeffrey Jones, and Joy Schwartz. Denon, the current mayor of Upland Borough, says he has a hands-on approach to governance. He says the council needs to be more fiscally restrained and should shift priorities to address issues such as homelessness.
So I think we could have done more with a lot more money and the resources to help these families get back on their feet instead of dumping it all into different trails. And
Jeff Jones, a local business owner, says he wants to restore a common sense approach to county council.
It is possible that we could actually work together, not scream and yell, and serve the people of Delaware County and really accomplish something and maybe bring some change where there's some fiscal responsibility, there's sustainability in how we spend those tax dollars, but that fundamentally we're not taxing people out of their homes.
Schwartz, a retired history teacher, did not participate in the interviews. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.